Well, Newt Gingrich was really onto something in terms of a conversation starter anyway when he proposed that we change child labor rules and allow kids as young as 9 years old to take jobs like janitorial assistant. It's something that many of you have called in about, telling us about your first jobs, paper routes, janitorial jobs. But there's one very common job for kids, and that's on the farm.
I grew up in rural Minnesota. I started working at the age of about 4 or 5, farming. So I think child labor is not really an issue. I made it, and I worked hard my entire life, and now I am doing okay.
In fact, the reason that the school year is structured as it is, as in such a long summer vacation, was to allow kids to go back home to the farm and work with their parents over the summer, and kids still work on farms all across the country. But the Department of Labor thinks they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be doing certain things, at least. The new proposal would bar farmhands younger than 16 years old from driving tractors, rounding up cattle on horseback, or working on ladders over 6 feet high. So joining us now to talk about this, Cassie Chittenden, a 19-year-old college sophomore majoring in animal science at Cornell and a member of 4-H. I was also a member of 4-H when I was growing up. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you were how old when you started working on your parents' farm?
Officially working, doing chores around the barn. I've always been around the barn, but having an actual responsibility, I was probably about 12.
Well, when did you start driving tractors, rounding up cattle on horseback, or climbing ladders more than 6 feet tall?
Being in New York, we don't round up cows on a horseback, but driving tractors, I first started when I was 14 because I took the 4-H tractor safety course. So that was my first experience driving tractor. But I also know that my cousin drives tractor. He started at about 13.
And you feel like these restrictions for the Department of Labor are unnecessary, that kids under the age of 16, like yourself, should be allowed to do things like drive tractors?
Correct.
Well,
the thing about farming is that you have to have a passion about farming, and it gives you a good work ethic and a responsibility. And we want to work on the farm because that's what we know we want to do with our life.
Cassie, can I scare you with some statistics?
Sure.
All right. So about 150,000 children suffer a preventable injury because of farm work every year. And although fatal injuries to kids have declined recently, non-fatal injuries have actually gone up, and about 70 kids age 14 and under die because of injuries they sustained while doing chores on the farm every year. Is that scary to you? Does that maybe justify some of these restrictions?
That is scary, but I have to say that accidents happen. We try to keep our tasks age-appropriate for farm kids who work on farms. But another thing to take into consideration is the number of people who die in car accidents, and we all still get in our car and drive to work. We also put our kids in the car and drive to work. Or kids play sports, and you get hurt playing sports. A lot of kids get hurt, at least sprain their ankle or some form of breaking bones while playing sports.
True enough. Cassie Chittenden is a 19-year-old college sophomore majoring in animal science at Cornell. Also with us is Norma Flores Lopez, works for the Association of Farm Worker Opportunity Programs as the director of the Children in the Fields campaign. And I understand, Norma, that up until 8 years ago, you were a worker as a child on a farm.
Yes. Thank you for having me on this morning. And although I was working probably around the same ages as Cassie out in the fields, it was a very different experience for me because I was on the other end of the fence, on the other side. Being a farm worker child is different when your parents don't own a farm. And although I was exposed to the same dangers, a lot of the same chemicals, the big machinery, all those things that Cassie was, I wasn't extended a lot of the training that she was, and at the same time, I didn't have any future in being able to own my farm one day. I wasn't being taught a lot of the same lessons that she was being taught, but yet a lot of these dangers were still out there for me. And what we do at our campaign is to be able to talk about this group of kids that are still being affected by these regulations but don't have any of the protections and don't have any of the close supervision that Cassie probably had by working alongside her parents. And so these kids that are out there are being exposed to things, like you said, a 6-foot height is what they're trying to change it down to. At the moment right now, it's actually at 20 feet. And so to be having a child be allowed starting at the age of 12 to be working at 20 feet high is actually pretty extreme, to be asking kids to be able to be doing that type of work. And for us farm worker kids that don't have any connection with the families on the farms, we do it for very, very low wages.
Well, that's Norma Flores Lopez. So it sounds to me like you support these new restrictions from the Department of Labor. And again, I want to say that they're trying to introduce new restrictions that would bar farmhands younger than 16 from driving tractors, rounding up cattle on horseback, or working on ladders over 6 feet high, as you say. But would there be exceptions, Norma? Is it healthy to have an exception, say, in the case of Cassie, where she's got oversight and protection?
With the regulations, it still protects the family farm exemption, and we are in support of that. We support, of course, the regulations and the stronger restrictions. For us, the safety of kids comes first. And if we are talking about saving the lives, many of the lives that you were speaking of, that although they've gone down, there's still a lot of kids. And we heard it even just this past summer, having those two young girls from Illinois dying out in agriculture. Yes, accidents happen, but if we can prevent them, if these are preventable deaths, we need to be able to take the steps necessary to make sure that we are protecting all kids in all types of work. And so while we still, of course, support the family farm exemption, we know that kids need, when their parents own the farm and they want to learn those lessons, we know that it is important to be out there to be able to learn these traditions firsthand.
Okay, so let me put that, Norma, let me put that to Cassie. Cassie Chittenden, you there?
Yes.
So what do you think about that? There is an exception for family farms, so that somebody like you can work on your family-owned farm, and these restrictions would apply to kids that were just being used as field hands. Do you think it's necessary or okay then?
Well, here's another thought. If my parents decided they did not want to own a farm anymore, and I was still at a young age, and they decided to sell the farm, and I still had an interest in agriculture, I would not be allowed to work on a farm. Even though I have the interest and I want to work on a farm, there are other kids out there who grow up next to the farm and they look outside and watch all the tractors driving by and they only want to go over and help them when they get older. So in some cases, you have kids who want to work on a farm, and because this is a dying industry, we need to encourage people and young people especially to work who want to work on a farm, to allow them to do so, because less than 2% of our population works in agriculture, and it's declining rapidly.
Although it sounds like, Cassie, like we still need to find some way to protect kids like the kind of kid Norma Flores Lopez was, Estelle. It's the balance that's difficult to arrive at. That's Cassie Chittenden, 19-year-old college sophomore, majoring in animal science at Cornell, proud member of 4-H. And Norma Flores Lopez works for the Association of Farm Worker Opportunity Programs as the director of the Children in the Fields campaign. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
So lots of ways to join that conversation. Benjamin from Brooklyn, New York, posted this thought on youth labor and child labor at thetakeaway.org. People need to remember that child labor laws were put in place to prevent kids from being forced to work half the day in unsafe conditions. We must allow kids to time to learn and grow instead of being slave labor. Tell us what you think at 8778-MY-TAKE or find us on Twitter with the handle the-takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.